Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's topic is creating mental margin. So one of my best friends has told me several times that I need to create margin in my life, to which I've always replied, what am I supposed to do, sit around with my thumb up my butt? And really what I meant by that was, am I supposed to just sit around doing nothing and waiting for life or people or something or someone to fill that space? And as I've worked my way through some recent aspects in life, I've realized that that viewpoint of margin was time, the viewpoint of time, whereas the viewpoint should have been on mental openness. I kept thinking of the concept of margin was making open time for which a business owner in a type A personality, to those people it sounds insane to not have all of your time managed and accounted for. So you'll be missing out on production in life and things that you could be doing to be successful and to grow yourself, grow your friends and family, grow your business. It always seemed kind of insane to me to not have all of my time accounted for. It just felt like I was being either lazy or just not being as efficient as I could be. I was being irresponsible, maybe even, to not have all my time accounted for. But what I've realized is that margin is allowing what fills your time to have variability, to allow interactions with others as valuable as sending an email to a client or getting an extra task done for the day. So it wasn't that I needed to sit around doing nothing, but instead I had to allow myself to see doing nothing in a new way. So one mindset that I've worked really hard at correcting is viewing what's needed, quote unquote needed, each day, as in what needs done. For me, making money, making enough money to pay my bills, save for retirement and kind of like rainy day issues, so when things don't go well and something breaks down, and then some side money for fun and with friends and family, so making money for those things was a priority every day. So I own a business, somebody's got to pay for these lights and electricity and whatnot. So it wasn't that I wanted to get rich, I'm not trying to be a millionaire, but I do want to stay in business and make enough for my future. So I wanted to be on top of everything as well with my clients. So that was part of also making the money, making the business work, was being in contact with my clients and making sure that I was doing the best job I could for them. So they trust me with their health and happiness. So I was wanting to answer every email as quick as I could, write every program as quick and meaningful and deeply as I could. And I wanted to kind of keep up with their life when it was possible. You know, if I knew something was coming up in their life or in like one of their kids' lives, I'd try to, you know, ask about it, see how it went. And that was kind of my main driving forces for the day, was to make the money I needed for that day and then to stay in touch with my clients. And I have over 30 clients, and between online and in person. And I'll tell you firsthand, if anybody out there who is a personal trainer would know, 30 clients is a little bit insane. And these are clients where I train an hour in person, and I do all their nutrition and programming, training programming. So these aren't like bulk programs where everybody follows the same thing, or quick like 15, 30 minute sessions where everybody does the same workout. So everybody I work with does their own individual stuff. So I had to keep up with them, their in-person or online kind of training and all their individual stuff. So it was a lot for me to try to keep up with. So for me, making a living and staying in touch with my clients were my number one priorities for every day. And all of my time went to that. So that was the mental limit for me. Everything I had to give that day mentally was devoted to those two things. And with such kind of focused devotion, it wasn't allowing mental margin. I wasn't allowing space for anything else in my life. And this resulted in me being basically a total a-hole towards everything and everyone else. And I say that a bit of as a joke, but it was also really a part of my personality I really didn't like. So I didn't like feeling so pressured that when anything came into my life or anyone else came into my life, I'd be very defensive, or I'd kind of act negatively or dismissive. I really wasn't being my true self, like who I really was internally and who I wanted to be. I wasn't living life the right way, so in terms of what I wanted to, how I wanted to live. So the pressures that I was putting on myself was really changing who I was. And it made me feel very defensive and angry and stressed all day. And I've since found out that the reason why was because I had no mental margin. And I'm going to tell you guys a little bit of a story to give you an illustration. And this is going to sound completely insane to some of you, but to others, this is going to sound really familiar. And you'll probably be laughing a little bit along the way. So, but an example of this is, I like sushi. So I go to a local grocery store and buy sushi for lunch most days. And most days I had 1 hour for lunch. And like I said, I'm about to admit some things that are a little bit rough, but don't judge me too much, okay? So I'm working on these. Let's say, for example, I'd finish with a client at 1 o'clock, and my hour for lunch was 1 to 2 p.m. And typically at 1, either the client had, like, still some questions, or they would tell me a story, and it was some kind of story. It always seemed to happen where it was like their cat passed away the night before, so it's never a story you can actually get away from. And or I would kind of get the client done like at 1, and I'd be super excited to kind of like be ready on time to leave, but then a member of the gym would have a question, or they'd want a key fob, or, you know, they would, there was something would always come up. So I never really got done with that hour until about like 10 after, so it'd be like 1:10 p.m. rather than 1 o'clock. And since I had no margin, mental margin, when I was in those talks with people, I wasn't really in the talk. So I was typically just counting down the seconds until when they would stop talking. So, and I told you, this isn't going to mean things that people typically want to admit to. So, but yeah, typically it was like I was just angry, annoyed. I'd try to answer the question really fast. But then I'd feel guilty, so I'd want to make sure it was a good answer. So it was always like really conflicting emotions, and that was creating like anxiety and stress. Or it'd be a client telling me a story, and I'm like, oh my gosh, we, you know, okay, we'll talk about this tomorrow. And then I'd feel guilty again because I was being dismissive of someone who I cared about, and they were giving their happiness to me, part of it as my role in life as their trainer. So it was always like this kind of conflicting stress. Like I always felt under pressure of time, but then I felt guilty when I wasn't giving to the people around me my best self. So that was rough. So I'd always be a little bit late. So I'd go out to my car, drive to the grocery store, go inside, run to the sushi counter, and now it's like 1:18 p.m., okay? So the sushi worker would always want to be nice, and they'd always want to chat to try to build like customer connection. But meanwhile, it would just tick me off even more because I was already running late, and I would have felt more appreciation from them if they'd have just left me alone. So, but no, they wanted to make small talk about how I always got the same sushi roll, while they didn't realize that they always made the same small talk. So nothing was ever gained from that talking. There was never anything new, never anything to learn. It was just another wasted 2 to 3 minutes. So it was always very frustrating. Then I would go grab a couple little odds and ends that I needed for food. I would rush to the self-checkout, and which I always went to the self-checkout because I believed it would be faster, so I didn't have to wait on a cashier. But no, all self-checkouts have that one worker, the attendant, who's standing there completely bored to death because they have nothing else to do. So of course they would want to talk to you, and since they have no counter to stand at, they would just follow you to your checkout kiosk and ask you a million questions about why you're buying so much milk. So that might be more specific to me. So, but I got asked several times a question or some derivative of, like, oh my gosh, why do you have so milk? You have a, like so much milk. You have a cow at home. And to which I'd always try to reply nicely, but cows don't even drink milk. So in my head, I'd be like, what the hell? And I'd be like even more annoyed while I was trying to be polite. So while I was like checking out and praying that some other patron had some kind of problem with their computer screen, it would be another 2 to 3 minutes kind of wasted. So now it'd be like 1:32 p.m. I've lost half of my hour of lunch, and I hadn't even eaten yet. So I'd be afraid to go to the gym and lose any more time, so I'd end up parking behind the building and eating my sushi in my car, trying to stay away from all human beings. So that is a story and an example of not having mental margin. So it leaves you eating warm sushi in a hot car alone and angry at the world. Not a good place to be. So that's something I've been working on, because that is not who I am as a person. That's definitely not who I want to portray to other people. And that's not the life that I want to live. So what I've been learning to do is to realize that perfection in schedule is not possible. So I can't have every single minute of my day planned. It's not productive because it leaves you stressed, filled with anxiety, and all you kind of feel is that you're not getting things done rather than focusing on the things you actually are getting done. So I've set new standards for interactions with clients and worked on a new schedule to fit in the work that I needed to make the money I need for the business and to allow myself more mental freedom to enjoy a conversation or two. And I found actual games to play in certain conversations. So now, for example, at the when I go to the sushi place and the sushi lady is wanting to ask me a question, instead of trying to avoid eye contact and forcing her to feel awkward and ask the same stupid question over and over again, I try to think of a weird question to ask her as I'm walking up. So we get a little laugh and a giggle here and there, I grab my sushi and it's done. But it doesn't really take any more time, but it's an enjoyable time now. So it's not a stressful, anxiety-filled time. So, and then also, I had to redefine how much work I had to expect to get done in a day. So I still want to contact my clients as much as I can. And I do realize all my clients, well, not all of them, but a lot of my clients listen to this podcast. So hopefully you're not offended by any of this. But I realized I can't check in with everybody all the time, and I can't keep up with everybody's family. The 30-plus clients, I apologize, but I'm going to miss some life events, and I'm going to miss a day or two of messages. Now, I do have a standard to try to message people every 3 to 4 days, and that's a standard I think I can keep up to for the most part. So I'm working on that. And what I've found is that it actually makes me feel more connected. So the quality of the check-ins with my clients are actually better. So I feel more connected with them because I'm not trying so hard to get to the next email or the next client. And this is a much happier place for me to live. And hopefully they're still happy with the service. But it's something that like was desperately needed. So giving myself a little bit of space in life has allowed me to actually feel more connected to life. And learning what makes you successful in life isn't your email inbox being empty or your bank account earning every single penny possible. What makes you successful is the connections you make and the people you touch. So money is helpful in life. It does have good power. It is a good thing when used well. But I don't want to focus on building my bank account. I don't want to focus on building my client list. I want to focus on building my connections. So I want to build my satisfaction in life, my contentment of a job well done, a day filled but not overfilled, and always spilling over into the next day, which creates that anxiety and that anger and that stress. So I want to live with happiness in my heart, not stress. And the key to that has been mental margin, living with space for other people. It may sound simple to some, and some of you may think I'm completely insane that this was a problem for me, but I'm sure there are others who know exactly where I'm coming from, and I hope that for you, you eventually get where I am now. So now I do still struggle with it here and there, so I'm not saying I'm cured or perfect or anything, but I have found that scheduling the work I want to get done, so not only listing work that I need to do, it's actually scheduling it. When am I actually going to be able to get it done? So I have to allocate time and energy to getting it done. And I want to keep the most important things first, which is people. So, you know, unfortunately, if there's a ceiling tile missing in the gym, and I have the option of either taking 5 minutes to put in that ceiling tile or taking 5 minutes to ask somebody how they've been doing that I haven't seen in a while, that ceiling tile is going to stay out. So I'm going to focus on the person. I'm going to focus on the people. I don't think the people in the gym are going to care too much about the ceiling tiles, but they will care if I'm a jerk and I never talk to them. So you want to feel comfortable and happy in a place where you work out. So I want to make sure they feel that way. So that's been my focus, is putting the most important things first, which is people. And I want to do what I can in a day, but I also want to schedule time for nothing. And I'm learning what nothing actually means. So I want to schedule time where what I get done during that time is variable. It's allowed to be variable. It isn't dedicated to a specific job. So maybe in that time I will do work. Or maybe I'll take the chance to call a friend or text a friend that I haven't talked to in a while. Maybe I'll pick up a hobby. Maybe I'll start playing some music or doing some art, something like that. It doesn't matter really what it is as long as there's leeway for it, as long as there's variability. So you have to allow free time in your schedule. And what I've found now that I've accepted that that's actually a thing I can do and not, you know, lose productivity in life. I've actually found that by creating free time in my schedule, it creates free space in my mind. And that's where happiness and relaxation can get into my brain rather than always feeling stressed and anxiety. Okay. So life is stressful enough. Don't make your mind a stressful place too. So learn to live with some mental margin and you'll be amazed. So you won't get magically so much less done that you'll go out of business or be unsuccessful or your family will be out of house and home. So it's not that big of a deal. Just schedule in a little bit of leeway, allow some variability there, connect with other human beings. So it'll make you happier in life, okay? So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share it. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggested topics for future podcasts, please reach out to us. This podcast is for you. So tell us what you want to learn about. And you can reach out to us at our email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful. And thank you for listening.